This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has confirmed Jewish community centers across the country were emailed anonymous bomb threats today, prompting the center in Albany to be evacuated. WCBS's Steve Burns reports.
There were about 100 people inside the Albany Jewish Community Center when they were told to evacuate, says Governor Cuomo.
The Albany City Police Department and State Police came out with dogs. They swept the building. The building has been cleared.
It was one of 18 JCCs across the country that got an emailed bomb threat, Governor Cuomo says. Locations for the others weren't immediately available.
And we're going to track down the best we can where this email threat came from.
He likens the spread of hate to the spread of the coronavirus.
There's a contagion of hate all across this country.
Cuomo says there have been 42 anti-Semitic incidents in the state in the past 2 months alone.
We're actually funding security at Jewish schools and Jewish programs, as well as other faiths.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy will have surgery next month to remove a tumor on his kidney. WCBS's Christy Kalishian reports.
In a short tweet, Governor Murphy said he'll be going into surgery in early March to partially remove his left kidney. The procedure is called a partial nephrectomy, which is considered minor, low-risk surgery. The procedure could be done laparoscopically, which means it's minimally invasive and only requires a small incision. It won't be until after the surgery, though, that doctors will know whether or not the tumor is cancerous. The governor says so far his prognosis is very good and that he's grateful that the tumor was detected early. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Transportation Security Administration says it will no longer let its employees use the social media app TikTok. The announcement came today after Senator Charles Schumer called on the agency to do so. Schumer says he has security concerns about the app, which is owned by China.
And people should know when they post on TikTok, the Chinese government may be getting that information. In the United States, that can't happen. There are privacy rules that many companies have, and they need your permission to post your data, or at least you have to opt in or opt out. Not so with TikTok.
The TSA had previously used the app to post several videos explaining policies. The U.S. Army had already banned soldiers from using TikTok. A retired NYPD officer reportedly committed suicide at his home on Long Island Thursday. The New York Post is quoting law enforcement sources that saying 46-year-old Daniel Sheriffs had been assigned to the Driver Training Bureau. Sheriff's death comes just 3 days after the suicide of a veteran NYPD detective in his Middle Village home. Last year, 10 active duty NYPD officers committed suicide. On Tuesday, the NYPD announced it had hired a psychologist to help officers in need. Let's get the weather forecast now with our meteorologist, Frank Strait. And we heard about people driving because of the mild weather. How much more of it, Frank?
One more day, John. So get ready for one more nice day tomorrow before things change for a while. Tomorrow's the last nice day for a while. After a nice evening, tonight will be mainly clear with a low 38 in Midtown, 32 in the colder suburbs. And then tomorrow, sun will fade behind clouds, but it will reach 56, so a pretty good day. It'll turn cloudy tomorrow night with a low 42. Rain starts late, and then Tuesday looks to be a rainy day. Cloudy otherwise, high near 50, still mild, but cooler than tomorrow. Some more rain is likely on Wednesday, and then we dry out, turn colder at the end of the week. It's 51 in Midtown now. We've got a nice evening getting underway with mostly clear skies. Again, we drop to 38 tonight.